Call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 1st, 2018 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests to our meeting this evening. You appear to be students to me, and I see an NDA on one of you, so you're probably Notre Dame Academy students. If you haven't found them already, there are agendas on the two side tables by the doors. If you have questions as the meeting goes along, raise your hand and I'll recognize your question at the appropriate time. And I'll just give this explanation now. When we start passing ordinances, you're here that we have to have two motions to pass ordinances, and we do have two ordinances and one resolution tonight. That is because our charter requires us to read ordinances and resolutions in their entirety and to do it three times. And with a supermajority of council, we can waive the second and third readings and pass it in one night rather than reading it three consecutive council meetings. So that is a little different in how we operate. Most things are passed in a single night unless they're controversial. With that, I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance. This meeting, it will be led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda. As of right now, the administration has no additions. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make two additions. One is I'd like to schedule a finance committee meeting.
We'll make that agenda item 10A.
And then the other item is that I'd like to put a motion in place to advance a DORA committee.
To appoint an ad hoc committee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make that agenda item 11. Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, two things. First of all, I would like to schedule a human Resources and Community Relations Committee meeting to discuss two items. There's some discussion about modifications to the city logo, and we are up again to do some appointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals. So those two items. And then secondly, a very quick update on Sister City.
Well, let's make the HR committee scheduling 10B.
Okay.
And let's make the Sister City update agenda item 12.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any additional items from members of City Council? Mrs. Hussman.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to just give a quick update on the two boards that you appointed me to be on, SCAT and Sylvania Historical Village.
We'll make that agenda item 13.
Thank you.
Seeing no additional hands, Mr. Sanford.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to amend the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on September 17th. Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the Sylvania City Council meeting minutes for the meeting held September 17th, 2018, as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the meeting minutes are approved. Moving to agenda item five, you have in front of you proposed ordinance 54-2018. This is amending our codified ordinances by adding Chapter 953, Small Cell Technology. Mrs. Brining, would you give us an update of what that is about?
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. This is a proposed addition to our code to provide some guidance and regulation for companies that approach the city and want to place kind of small, Kevin's, Mr. Aller's going to laugh at this, me trying to describe this, but it's like a small box-like antenna that provides cellular service. We joined in some legislation last year, I believe, to try to enjoin the state from passing legislation that would have allowed these...
That was litigation we joined into.
That would have allowed any company that wanted to put these anywhere on utility poles, they would have just been able to do it without any regulation on the city's part. Since that time, we were successful in being able to regulate them to a certain degree. We have, Mr. Aller and I have looked at other municipalities across the state and have kind of modeled, this is a model and of the City of Worthington legislation. So there is no rush. It's been to pass it. So if I understand, this is the first time you're seeing it. So I'm open to questions or...
We are pleased that we have a chance to control it at all. Again, Mrs. Brining stated we joined litigation to not give them total free bearing on this. Kevin, how big are these cell tower antennas? Are they suitcase size or bigger?
They're a little bigger. They'd be a large suitcase.
Okay.
And some of them can be on poles. Some of them can be at ground level, just depends on what the company comes in with. But it's there. It has a potential for several to be coming in. Cities have seen applications where there are 40 to 50 of these in one application.
It's better. I like this better than the tall cell phone towers.
Yes.
But to give them free reign and put it anywhere they want, there are parts of town where we put up decorative poles or we try to do nice things. We need to be able to control that for the appearance of the city. And that's what this is about.
This doesn't impact private property installations, correct? Yeah,
right of way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Fry.
If there's no rush and there's nobody that is the city in conversation with anybody to do this in town?
No, we haven't had any applications.
I do have a significant number of questions having reviewed this, and I'm sure you're shocked by that based on your smile. and I'm sure everybody else is stunned by that too on council. And I'm certainly not opposed to it. I think it's great that we regulate this in an appropriate way. It could have a significant impact, as the mayor rightfully points out, for the aesthetics of certain areas of the city that we may or may not want to have. And I just would like to have some more clarification. So if it's not a rush, I would like to have I would like this to be referred to, I'm assuming this is Utilities Committee.
Actually, I'm thinking we're referred to streets. It's going to mostly street poles.
Well, as someone who had to look on Wikipedia what small cell technology was, I'm all in favor of referring it to committee. So I'd second that motion.
To refer it to the streets committee. I discussed that with Mr. Richardson. He's willing to take that on. there is not a rush, and we appreciate your thoroughness and your questioning of it, Mr. Fry. That's
I'm about 15 questions in so far. I'll probably get more.
15, that's not very many for you.
I know it's not, but I'll come up with some more. Yes, okay. It is.
All right. I believe there's a motion and a second on the floor to refer Ordinance 54-2018 concerning small cell technology in our right-of-ways to the Streets Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and that's referred to the Streets Committee. I would like to recommend, Mr. Richardson, that I add agenda item 10C, set a streets committee meeting, and you can think about it until we get there. Okay, moving on to agenda item 6. This is an update to our code to accept a new model code for fire prevention. The state of Ohio has a new fire prevention code. The assistant fire chief has been in contact with the city and wants to put our code in compliance with the state's. I am only partially f- familiar with the revised fire safety code. I don't use it every day, but I did know that it was there. It's appropriate for our codes to be in compliance with the state. Anything further, Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Are there any, I mean, any significant changes?
In talking with Deputy Chief Fralick, I think part of the most significant revisions had to do with food trucks. That was the one thing that they noticed. It's pretty thick, but those were the primary changes that he noticed.
It's not going to put them out of business or anything?
No.
Just,
I think, updating the fire code to provide for regulation of them.
Do food truck people agree with that?
The fire safety code's an odd thing, Doug.
Yeah. They can
get into anything they want. They restate much of the building code, which I think governs, but occasionally I'll have a fire inspector come along and point out a difference between the two codes, and it causes a lot of trouble when the local fire marshal wants to talk about it. One of them occurred down the street on Monroe Street with the appliance center. That they read the code differently than I did, and we finally decided it's because we were reading different codes. Well, why aren't the building code and the fire code saying exactly the same thing? Because the fire chiefs write the fire code, that's why. So it can be a problem, but usually is not. This could be referred to safety, but I don't think you really need to do that. I think it can be passed.
This is the new version of the code. Okay.
Our codified ordinance is just referred to the latest code, and it's been updated here to refer to the 2017 edition of the Ohio Fire Code, which is not unusual. You think, well, that was last year. No, it takes a long time for these codes to float through.
Yep.
The Ohio Building Code is still operating in 2013. What do you think, Mr. Fry?
I'm certainly happy to make the motion to start moving it forward, Mr. Mayor, if you're okay with it.
Certainly.
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 55-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Amending section 1505.02, model code adopted of the Sylvania Codified Ordinances 1979 as amended, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 55-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 55-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 55-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And ordinance 55-2018 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7. This is proposed resolution 12-2018. This is an annual ordinance that we need to pass to accept the amounts and rates as determined to be put on our property tax collections next year. If you go to the second page of this, you'll see the millages that are involved. Toby, you can probably address this more than I can, but we do have inside millage and a little, let's see, 2.8 mils altogether.
Mr. Mayor,
outside millage.
Sorry. I'd just like to note that the dollar amounts did increase slightly, and we have seen that in previous years. That's not unusual.
That due to the reevaluation?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Help me out with the millages. This shows 2.3 of inside millage and 2.8 of outside millage.
We have a total of 10 inside millage.
Okay. This does not list that. Well, I guess it does. I take that back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are important to our budget, no doubt about it.
Mr. Mayor, Toby, just a question and follow-up. For the unwashed of the world, inside millage and outside millage are, I mean, I've heard the term, but what are the differences?
I'm not an expert on this, but I believe that the inside millage is unvoted. The residents don't have to vote on it. The 10 mil inside millage, the outside millage, anything outside needs to be voted through a body.
And just out of curiosity, because I know there is a difference that way, but I think there's also a mechanical difference in the way that they calculate the tax. So let's assume that the auditor came back and said that, I'll use Mr. Lukey since I'm looking at him, his home in the city is worth $100,000. And he goes to the auditor and has that appealed. And that drops from $100,000 to $97,000. Does that take money out of our payment?
I will have to check on that.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. I know that yes. The inside mill, the 10 mil, the majority of that goes to the schools, not
right.
To the city.
Understand.
We get a small portion of that 10 mil.
I think I know this.
But I'll have to check on that specific situation.
Okay. Because I know there's been some information that's been in the press over the last 12 months where the school district was appealing things and then that went away. And I know that every time there's a revaluation of the homes in the area, lots of people say my house isn't worth what they're saying it's worth. And I was just curious how that would impact us on these numbers. That's all.
My first inclination is to say it will affect us, not as much as it'll affect the schools because they're getting more of the 10
sure.
mil, but it lowers it for all the mills on there.
Okay.
So we won't be as effective as the community as the schools.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 12-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that resolution 12-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of resolution 12-2018.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 12-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 12-2018 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. You have listed from Kevin Aller, two vehicles that the city would like to put out on GovDeals. They are no longer of use in our city operations. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Previously this year, council had authorized us as part of the capital improvement package, and we have received a new van in our water department as part of our meter program. Meter and tap program. As part of that purchase, we believe that we were able to get rid of two vehicles and be able to, the one person that was using the Ford Explorer will be able to use an additional vehicle that's in the water department in lieu of continuing to use this Explorer. So we purchased one, getting rid of two. As you can see, the one is a 1998 van, and the other is a 2004 Ford Explorer, both of aged, both high maintenance vehicles, and we would recommend selling them on GovDeals.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? Mr. Richardson, I'm going to let you put this one to you.
That's fine. I will make a motion to allow the city to list and sell the two vehicles listed on GovDeals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve listing these two surplus vehicles on GovDeals for sale. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the listing is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9. Any committee reports to be made at this time? Moving on to agenda item 10, committee referrals. We have added agenda item 10A to set a finance committee meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I, as you know, it's nearing budget season, and so we would like to put a finance committee in place, looking for something the week of October 15th. And please know that Mr. Schroyer will have information out in advance of that meeting for your review and consideration so that you can prepare for the meeting. I actually have a commitment every night that week already, so I'm looking at mornings and hoping to do Tuesday, October 16th or Wednesday, October 17th at 7:30 a.m.
I would prefer Tuesday.
Okay. Mr. Haney?
Tuesday the 16th at 7:30?
Yes.
And we should probably plan 90 minutes for that.
Absolutely.
At least.
Okay.
Does that
work? Got three meetings in.
At 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Fry, does that work for you?
I'm fine with that. No problem.
Okay. And so Tuesday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m., and we'll meet in the finance conference room. Thank you very much.
Will the clerk post that meeting? Moving on to end of agenda item 10B, HR committee report, or set an HR committee meeting. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor. As I said, we have two items that we need to discuss in committee. One is to start a process to regarding appointments to the BZA, the Board of Zoning Appeals. We're in a situation, again, I think, where we have several veteran members, and our process now is to make a public notification that those seats are being filled. Clearly, we want to get that done by the end of the year, so we want to have some discussion about the process around that. And then secondly, Mr. Sanford wants to talk to us a little bit about some tweaks to the city logo. So I'd like to suggest, I think both of those could be handled in about a half an hour, Bill. Do you agree?
Half hour? Yes, I think that'd be
So would we be able to meet ahead of our next city council meeting on the 15th at, say, 7 o'clock? Mrs. Hussman?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, Mr. Mayor, 7 o'clock on the 15th?
Very good. We'll post that one as well. Okay. Any additional committee meetings to be set at the streets? 10C, Mr. Richardson.
So we need to schedule streets committee meeting to discuss proposed ordinance 54, 2018. I would maybe just look at, if there's no rush on it, like we said, but we'll do it prior to the first November meeting. Any objections to that, Doug?
Nope.
You good, Mark?
Works for me.
Okay. Is that too slow, Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller? Okay.
And then
we can get questions answered and out to everybody.
So who should be there to answer questions?
You can email them to me, and Mr. Aller and I will work together and get responses.
Okay. Do you think you guys could be there for that?
Oh, for sure.
Can I set it at 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Is that enough time for that?
I thought it was just asking and answering questions was my thinking. If anybody else thinks we should need more time, we can certainly back it up. Any opinions on that?
I'll probably, Mr. Richardson, submit my questions in advance, as I most of the time do, giving because some of them are probably going to take some research by Mr. Aller and Mrs. Brain. So don't know that, because they may have already, you know, crossed the, you know, this ground, but if not, so most of my questions will probably be answered by then. I don't know whether 30 minutes is enough, because I don't know what other members of council will have in the way of questions.
Let's do 6:45. I'm sure I'll forget to look at it until that day, you know.
All right, we'll go with 6:45, the commission meeting on the November 5th, 6:45 p.m. to discuss 54-2018.
Thank you for accommodating me.
Anytime.
Thank you. Any further committee referrals or meetings to be set? Hearing none, let's move on to added agenda item 11 for Mrs. Westfall to propose an ad hoc committee concerning the DORA.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to share with you that I'd like to make a motion to advance this ad hoc committee. I know there's been some discussion here. Mr. Lutke has agreed to serve as chair of the committee, and Mr. Richardson as an additional member of council. In addition to that, we've got some downtown representatives who include Katie Fields with Inside the Five and Jane Worth, who owns Regaza. And we've got another member who kind of crosses both borders of being a community citizen and a downtown employee, and that's Mary Beth Schoen. She lives close to the downtown area and has for a number of years, and she also works at Enverfirth. And then in addition to that, we have Jason Kushma, who is involved with the Sylvania Library System, or the Toledo Lucas County Public Library System, actually. And he has lived in the downtown area and also lives here in the community of Sylvania, so the city of Sylvania. So that's the motion that we advance those members of as an ad hoc committee to the DORA discussion. Is there a second?
I'll second that, sure. I missed it. That was the motion.
Kind of
yeah.
Motion.
Okay.
Slappy motion, but
sorry, but.
Any discussion?
Just one clarification on the motion. Was Mr. Lutke going to chair that committee?
Yes, I thought I opened up in that discussion.
Yeah, I thought that you did too. So, and will he have the ability to appoint other members as he deems appropriate if it makes sense to do so or not in the motion?
Let me speak to that, if I could. Mr. Fry and I had a brief discussion prior to the meeting, which you were not part of, and the question has been suggested a couple times that the DSA, Downtown Sylvania Association, has an interest in this, and I was asked if they could have somebody attend the meetings as an observer. So Mr. Fry and I talked about the viability of that. Would that be helpful? And he suggested that it might be helpful. Now, my sense is that that should not be one more official appointment, but somebody who can just be there and have the ability then to report back to the DSA as we make our decisions.
I think as chair, those are likely decisions that you can make at any point in time as a recommendation. But I would also share with you that no question in my mind that unless you're going to make these closed meetings, you could have additional people.
Yeah, that's fine. And I think we have to, there's a fine line between not having to publicly notice them because we don't have to publicly notice them because there's not a majority of council there. But by the same token, I don't think we want to necessarily hide the ball. So they'll be open and we'll make a reasonable effort to communicate with folks. But I think it's just important. Because of the large number of stakeholders that are represented by the DSA in what will ultimately be our DORA area if we do it, that we should extend the courtesy to have to formally invite them to participate if they want to. We talked about some possible names, and I think we could find somebody who would be diligent.
So are you requesting that we add someone, or you're not?
I'm not. I'm requesting that we not add someone.
I think we can all have input, and we do have downtown merchants, and Mrs. Fields will be joining.
Yes, I know.
I'm happy to defer to Mr. Lutke's thought process in regards to not adding additional members.
Okay. So my understanding is any additional people are not voting members of the committee, but certainly can contribute to the conversation.
Right.
And
right.
Mrs. Fields and Mrs. Worth are not active members of the DSA. Is that why you're asking?
Mrs. Fields is an active member, yes, but she's not on the board.
Okay. So this is a board member for DSA we're talking about?
Just for observation purposes.
Yeah, somebody in the leadership we think.
Okay. Again, the purpose of this ad hoc committee is to study the issue and come back to this council with a recommendation on those three or four parameters we've talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule, rules, and boundary.
Correct.
Okay.
I think probably we'll have some discussion as well about the context for this, you know, in terms of Sylvania, how similar and how different it is from other DORA areas in the region. I picked up a card from the Hensville DORA last week, and it has, I think, 25 or 30 establishments that belong to it. This is quite different than that. So we'll probably spend a little time at the front end of the first meeting having just a general sense of how we want to look at this, philosophically speaking. So that's not a fine point, but I think it's something that we should consider.
And further, I'd recommend that all of City Council be made aware of when these meetings are.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to have the DSA notified, you should notify
absolutely
City Council. All right. I think that it's best to make this official. It was in the form of a motion and a second. I would recommend that Council approve it as a motion so that these people are efficiently added to this ad hoc DORA committee. The motion's already been made. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the DORA committee is designated and charged. Any ideas on your schedule, Mr.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I think I've talked to Mr. Richardson about this, and I think we'd like to move this along. It's going to, you know, at the council level, it may take a little bit of time to consider, but we want to get started on it. So we're looking at maybe scheduling a meeting possibly at the end of this week, for sure next week. I need to reach out to the members and make them aware that they've been now duly seated and get some time parameters.
Is that a bar or something?
No. So anyway, I'll make it
a Supreme Court justice that might be interested if you're going to have served beer, right?
Let's just move on. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Let's move on to added agenda item 12 then, a sister city update. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. The sister city commission that was created by council within the last year is getting larger and more strategic. We're working on a number of joint projects with Woodstock, and at the appropriate times we'll report back on that. But I want to make council aware of two dates that you may want to consider putting on your schedules. One, and both of these are traditional sister city activities. As I think you all know, on October 21st, which is a Sunday, we're having our annual fall festival and parade. And that has been, although it's been taken over by the chamber from an operational standpoint, it still is a sister city benefit activity. You're certainly going to be there on the 21st, but I just want to make you aware that Woodstock is sending down a delegation of at least 14 people to join us at the parade. Potentially the mayor will be joining Mayor Stow for the parade. And we are planning to have a reception dinner for them on Saturday night, October 20th. This will be at the Executive on the Main establishment on Main Street. They're opening especially for the evening for us. And that's a good opportunity to meet some of the folks from there. We could talk politics because they have a provincial election on the Monday after the parade. So it'll be a high level of interest in their local elections that we can begin talking about with them. They were thrilled this morning, by the way, that Canada's part of the trade agreement again. They spent the first 10 minutes of the conversation hearing about that. So if you can make it on the 20th, let me know if you and a guest want to attend, and we'll
6:30 p.m.
Thank you, Mayor. And I suggested that perhaps the first half hour would be cocktails, and I was reminded by our Canadian friends that the entire evening will be involved with that. They do like their
because of their election the following Monday, that's why we're not anticipating any other Woodstock council.
Several of the council members are being challenged.
Frankly, I'm surprised that Mayor Birch is coming.
Well,
he's definitely being tested this election, and I think he gets a bye if he chooses to take one with me, because to be out of town the weekend prior to his election is a pretty tough thing to do.
Right.
I've heard from him it's a very contested election. I've also never met Mrs. Birch. I was surprised when we heard this morning that she might come, because she doesn't come.
I think some of the members of their sister city commission have never met her either, so we don't know. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the fact that our event in October is sort of a home and away situation, because Woodstock has its annual Santa Claus parade in the evening on November 17th. That's a Saturday evening. Last year, Sandy and I went up, my wife Sandy and I went up to participate in that. Mayor Stow, I believe, was there last year. And it's a lovely time. The people from Woodstock are great hosts. They really treat us well. And I know, Mayor, you've done this once, and I would encourage anybody to consider taking that trip if you want to make it just a Saturday drive up there. It's about 3 hours, I think. Right, Craig?
Only if we're going really fast.
Well, yeah. Your point, you drove up to Port Huron with me. We had a good time.
Woodstock is probably 3 hours and 30 or 3 hours and 40 minutes away, depending on the delay at the bridge. By the way, I was very pleased over the weekend to read that the Gordie Howe Bridge is now authorized and is taking place, a $4.4 billion international bridge.
It'll be done in 6 years, so we'll all still be here for that, right? Okay, so the parade is on the evening of the 17th. There's generally some sort of a social activity either before or after the parade. It's a nice little visit if you drive up at whatever pace you choose to, spend the night, see the parade, come home on Sunday. There's a variety of accommodations there, including some really lovely bed and breakfasts and Airbnbs. So if you're inclined to that, this is a good place for it. So try to make it, a couple of you, because I think it would be a fun time, and it would be nice to show them that all of City Council is on board with this. That's my report.
Thank you. And then on to agenda item 13, a report from Mrs. Hussman about SCAT and the historic village update as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll start with SCAT, because you probably all know that SCAT-tacular is coming up. What you might not know is this is possibly, the plan is that this will be Deb's last. She has said she's going to retire after this school year. So I hope it will be a successful SCAT-tacular. The speaker is going to be Tom Cole. You might recognize that name. It's our speaker last year, Christy Cole, as her dad, and so he's going to talk to us about that, I suppose. So that is Tuesday, October 30th. It's earlier this year. It's usually in the following week, but this was when we could get the senior center. So it is 7:30 in the morning to 8:30, and I would love to have you sit at my table. If you would like to do that, so if you could let me know that hopefully it can be a very successful event. That's
what time? Say again, what time?
It's 7:30 in the morning to 8:30, and it's at the senior center. I think I said that.
What's the date? I'm sorry.
It's October 30th. You can remember it by the day before Halloween. And the other SCAT information, I left you a flyer at your desk, a couple of town halls that are coming up that are the Screenagers one we've done before. It's a really interesting documentary about, as you might suspect, screens and teenagers. And I highly recommend that one. The other community conversation is on electric or electronic e-cigs and teenagers, and that's the push right now over smoking and even alcohol. So that's a webinar on vaping, puffing, and dripping. I understand it's good. I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you. But I think it's information that we are kind of, if you're like me, I don't know a lot, even though I have tried to study it some. There's a lot of information to be had, and I would encourage you to attend. Both of those are at the new Sylvania Downtown Library. So if I think you probably have all been there by now, but it's a good, I can't wait to be in one of the rooms and enjoy that. The other information is about the Sylvania Historical Village and the merger that you've all heard about and that I've been working on, and a lot of people have been working on it, and we are this close, and Tom Blank is sending in the documentation that has to go to the state to make it happen. It will include the Sylvania Historical Village, the Historical Society, and the Lathrop House. All the history groups will be under one umbrella, and I think the name is out and about, so I don't think I'm talking out of school, but the name that we've chosen, I'll put a disclaimer, maybe 99% sure, is going to be Heritage Sylvania. And we've run that by several people after we chose it, and it seemed to be a go. And so I think we're moving forward with that. And so personally, I'm ecstatic that this is happening. It's been one of the things that when Mary first took me to a Sylvania Historical Village board meeting, it was pretty obvious that that's what needed to happen, is one history group that we can brand and
this
work
together.
This issue
dates back to the Mayor Jim Sini era, that he could not bring those two groups together. But they have, it's taken a generation,
yes.
But it's time
yes.
to do it now.
Yes, yeah, it is. It is. There was not enough
trust to do it before, but there apparently is now.
Tom Blank is a merger lawyer and happened to be the president of our board. Otherwise, I'm not sure that we could have pulled it off. He's a very patient man and has done wonders, along with our executive director, Andy Erbskorn, who has massaged this along. And so it's exciting news. Should be seeing more about it very soon. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that update. Any questions for Mrs. Hussman?
I'd just like to say, bravo, Sandy. Congratulations for a job well done. I know that you stuck through this through many ups and downs and moments of big wins and times that felt like big losses, and never lost sight of the end goal. So thank you for your service, your commitment, and your energy. It's made a significant
You're
impact.
You're very welcome. I'm glad it's going to happen. The right thing.
Another item you may have gotten an email on today is that, if you recall, a couple of meetings ago, you approved naming the barn up in the historical village the Armstrong Barn. There will be a ceremony on Fall Festival Day, Sunday the 21st at 2:30, dedicating that barn as the Armstrong Barn.
I'm sorry, I forgot that. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. There are no information items listed on the agenda tonight. I have not seen the tax numbers for September yet. We will have those on the agenda at the next meeting. And our next meeting will be 2 weeks from tonight, October the 15th. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, October the 15th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending. If you need something signed, feel free to come up.
Great game.